The New Jersey Nets may be moving to Brooklyn. The owners of the Nets have tentatively agreed to sell the team to a Brooklyn developer, Bruce Ratner, for an estimated $300 million. Ratner has more than sports on his mind for the borough. His plans include a new arena and new office and residential development. Feelings on the streets of Brooklyn today were a mix of excitement and ambivalence. From member station WNYC, Amy Eddings reports.
If the Nets come to Brooklyn, the 19,000-seat arena developer Bruce Ratner wants to build them would utterly transform the borough. As envisioned by architect Frank Gehry, who's best known for the Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao, Spain, the arena would sit nestled among several office towers, some going as high as 45 stories. There would be parks and 4,500 apartments built primarily over an unsightly state-owned commuter rail yard. 52-year-old Dominic Tanteo likes the idea. He wears a Brooklyn Cyclones cap, a minor league baseball team that moved to the borough about 4 years ago.
Well, it brings another professional team to Brooklyn, and it'll help this area here. The development and everything, that'll help.
Tanteo is a construction worker and looks forward to the jobs.
For me, I think it's a great thing for Brooklyn anyway.
The site Tanteo is looking at was once offered to the Brooklyn Dodgers as a way to keep them from moving to Los Angeles 47 years ago. It didn't work. The area has been mostly fallow ever since. But the neighborhood around the fringes of the tracks has started to awaken in recent years. Several warehouses have been converted into luxury apartments. 45-year-old Jerry Weiner says he put down roots near this neighborhood when it was what he called a slum. Asked what he thinks about the Nets coming to Brooklyn, he stares at the tracks and the apartment buildings beyond them.
I'm undecided. I mean, it's, look at it. I mean, you know, for years I walked here. You feel like you're on the end of the earth. But then I understand what these people went through, because I was a pioneer here and I put all this time in, and how would I feel if my building was being taken? I'd be mad. So it's mixed.
At least three blocks of privately owned residences and businesses would be condemned by the state and plowed under in order to make way for the arena complex. And that has stirred up bitter opposition to the plan by people whose homes and livelihoods would be affected. Borough President Marty Markowitz, a big supporter of the arena, thinks the sacrifices will be worth it for the greater benefit of Brooklyn.
The objective of building this arena and the housing and the jobs and the office space and the retail is not to hurt anyone, it's to help and boost the economic strength and vitality of this borough, as well as the pride and spirit. And I'm hoping that when all this is completed, that there'll be minimum disruption on anybody's life in Brooklyn.
But Patty Hagen thinks the massive $2.5 billion project fits in her neighborhood like an elephant in a teacup. She vows to fight Bruce Ratner's proposed arena project tooth and nail.
It is astonishing to me that these imperialistic developers come in like emperors and say, I have a vision. These are the opening salvos of the Second Battle of Brooklyn.
The First Battle of Brooklyn was fought during the Revolutionary War. Most Brooklynites, though, are cheered by the prospect of a big league team, as well as more jobs, more apartments, and more stores. These are opportunities that usually come Manhattan's way and not Brooklyn's. But Michael Danielson also worries about more traffic. He smokes a cigarette and watches the cars and trucks slowly pass.
Look at the traffic now. Can you imagine?
The residents of Brooklyn are imagining and contemplating what it would really mean to net the Nets. For NPR News, I'm Amy Eddings in New York.